Hey there, listener. Victoria here. Welcome to this mini-sode. These mini-episodes are designed for Shadow or I to pop into your ear and tell you about maybe some principles or theories or ideas that we've talked about in the bigger episodes, but to really sit down and define them and our understanding of them in order to help you give some space and time to consider how they would work for you and to have an aha moment perhaps, or just knowledge of knowledge. When we know how we work, how our brain works, how our body works, we instantly become more self-aware and more aware of our actions, attitudes, and behaviors and how we work. So knowledge of knowledge, knowledge of self is always helpful. So welcome to the mini-sode. So today, I wanted to talk about toxic positivity. When I learned about toxic positivity, it was a real eye-opener for me. Because when I started my journey of self-awareness, or I guess you could say after my burnout, when I really started to do my personal healing journey, to heal my emotional health, to heal my intellectual health, my physical health, all of those things, I went down a path of positivity only, positive vibes only. And I was seeing a lot of this in my feed, right? In my Facebook feed, Instagram feed. And it was a lot of promises like, if you make a vision board and put everything you want on there and then just tuck it away somewhere or just put it up where you can see it, everything on your vision board will come true. Things like, I want to be a millionaire. And the secret to doing that is thinking positively only, positive vibes only. And some of the messaging as well was, once you let a negative thought in, you've messed the whole process up. You have to start again in your manifestation process, or your positive vibes process. And so I went down that path, and then I ended up beating myself up a little bit more because it wasn't working. I mean, there were some things that were working. I was learning to reframe my mindset from places of anger, or I was learning to be a little bit more grateful for the small things in my life. But the overall message of manifesting something super huge in a small amount of time wasn't really helpful. And the idea that if I let one negative thought in, and whenever I did that, I'd start beating myself up. Oh, I'm not good enough. Why did I do that? Now I have to start all over again. The law of attraction isn't going to work for me. This is toxic positivity, everyone. So toxic positivity is defined as the excessive and ineffective overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state across all situations. Because what I was doing was I wasn't allowing myself to feel all the feelings. And as human beings, we're supposed to feel all the emotions because they teach us. They connect us. We connect through grief. We connect through sadness with other human beings. We connect to ourselves. In times of hardship, we learn that we are capable. We learn that we have resilience. We're supposed to feel those things. The key is we want to feel the lighter emotions more often than the heavier emotions, but we need to feel the heavy emotions to appreciate the lighter emotions. And we need to feel the heavier emotions to learn about ourselves. Toxic positivity compels us to pretend that heartache and suffering don't exist. But ultimately, what happens if we're practicing that positive vibes only idea or toxic positivity, or I only think positively and I ignore all the heaviness in the world or within myself, we ultimately end up cutting ourselves off. We ultimately end up ignoring our thoughts and emotions and pushing them away or pushing them down. And here's the thing, everybody, when we push those emotions down, when we avoid them, when we ignore them, they're still inside us and they will always come out. The body, the mind, the brain, the spirit, they will always come out. And usually what happens is they come out at a time when we least expect it. We yell at the cashier at the grocery store. We cry for no reason. Maybe it comes out physically. We have those days where we keep walking into the doorframe or walking into the coffee table because our body's out of balance. That can mean that our mind is out of balance. We can use toxic positivity to respond to distress or heaviness with false reassurances rather than empathy. People that practice toxic positivity or positivity all the time actually lose empathy towards other human beings because you're shutting them down when they're coming to you and saying, oh, I feel this heaviness, I feel sad, I feel angry. You're saying, nope, you're blocking them. And you're also blocking yourself from experiencing human connection. So we can lose empathy for others and connection to others, and also empathy for ourselves. We beat ourselves up for not being perfectly positive all the time. Here's some examples of that. Saying to someone, you'll get over it. Or saying to yourself, you'll get over it. Oh, get over yourself, right? Instead, you could say, this is hard. You've done hard things before, and I believe in you. Toxic positivity would say, just be positive, positive vibes only. Validation and hope or optimism says, I know that there's a lot that could go wrong, but what could go right? If you find yourself saying to yourself or to others, stop being so negative. Validation and hope says, it's pretty normal to have some negativity in this situation. How can I move through that and find the lightness? How about this? If someone's going through a hard time or you're going through a hard time and you say to yourself, just think happy thoughts. I'm only going to allow happy thoughts in. Or you say that to someone else. Or how does it feel when someone says that to you when you're going through a hard time or challenging time? It feels minimizing, right? It feels like they're not really paying attention to what your needs are or supporting you. Validation and hope instead says, it's probably pretty hard to be positive right now. So I'm going to put out good energy in the world for you, and I'm going to be here to support you. And you can say that to yourself or to others. How about this one? Never give up. Well, sometimes giving up is okay. Think about what your ideal outcome is. If you're on the wrong path, changing your actions, attitudes, and behaviors or your plan so that you can come to your ideal outcome is better than staying on the path you're on because you never want to give up. How about this one? See the good in everything. Instead, you might say, it's probably really hard to see any good in this situation. We'll make sense of it later, but right now let's move through it with love and support and kindness. So I hope this helps you see the difference between toxic positivity and optimism, hope, and validation behaviors instead. I encourage you to try them. Next time you hear yourself saying good vibes only or just be positive, whether it's inside your head to yourself or whether it's to another human being in your life, try those validation and hope statements instead. See how you feel. See how you connect to the world, to yourself, and to others around you. I hope this was helpful, and we'll see you again in the next mini episode. Okay, bye.
This episode of Let's Relieve Regret was produced by Shadow Ball and Victoria Muir-Bersia. We are an independent podcast supported by you, our listeners.
You can become a supporter by donating $3, $5, or even $8 per month at www.letsrelieveregretpodcast.buzzsprout.com and click on the support button. You can find the link in the show notes.
Our goal is to empower as many women as possible to overcome the shame and guilt that accompanies regret.
If this podcast helped you have an aha moment, help us spread the word. It's free for you, and it means the world to us.
Please follow us on Instagram at relieve.regret.
Tell two friends.
Or leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Find all this information and more in the show notes. Okay, bye!